Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about profitable online directories. Buckle up, because this is packed with insights.
I'm all ears. So what's the big idea here? Are we talking about building directories from scratch?
Not exactly. It's more about finding existing successful directories and using them as a springboard for our own niche ideas. It's about spotting a winning formula and adapting it, almost like a gold rush for online real estate.
I like that, sort of piggybacking on proven success. What kind of directories are we talking about here?
The video dives into three examples. Movies.com, a directory of movie locations. JapanGuide.com, all about Japan travel. And Car-Part.com, connecting people with used car parts. Each one is a gold mine of information.
Okay, Movies.com, movie locations, huh? Sounds niche, but also evergreen. I can see the appeal.
Exactly. Evergreen content is key. It's simple, right? You search for a film, and bam, you find out where it was filmed. They're monetizing with ads, and despite the simple design, they're pulling in a respectable 60,000 monthly visitors.
60,000? That's not bad at all. What's the catch?
Well, they only have around 2,200 indexed pages. Think of all the movies out there. That's a huge opportunity for someone to create a competing directory, filling in the gaps.
So, expand the database, hover more movies, potentially grab some of that traffic. I see the angle. What about JapanGuide.com? What makes it so special?
JapanGuide.com is a beast. Thorough listings, tons of information, beautiful imagery. It's not just a directory, it's an experience. They even have a YouTube channel with 300,000 subscribers. They're monetizing through ads, affiliate links to travel bookings, and probably more. This thing is likely a multi-million dollar business.
Wow, that's impressive. But how could someone compete with something that established?
That's the challenge. Going head-to-head would be tough, maybe even impossible. But the key takeaway is how they've diversified their content and monetization. There are definitely sub-niches within Japan travel that could be explored. Instead of guide to all of Japan, maybe guide to Japanese gardens or guide to traditional Japanese suites.
That makes sense. Find the smaller, more focused areas within the larger niche. Clever. What about the last one? Carpart.com.
Carpart.com is another monster, but in a different way. It's an ugly site, but incredibly functional. They're connecting people with used car parts, which is a huge market. And get this, they're also leveraging their directory traffic to sell their own software products. Genius monetization strategy.
Okay, that's some next-level thinking. Turning a directory into a lead generation machine for software. I'm guessing this one isn't ripe for competition either.
Not really. They're dominating the market. But again, the takeaway is the monetization strategy and the sheer volume of traffic they're pulling in with relatively few indexed pages. It proves the power of a focused, high-utility directory.
So the overall lesson here is to look for successful directories, analyze their strengths, and then look for the untapped sub-niches or innovative monetization angles that could be replicated or adapted. Almost like a blueprint for success.
Precisely. Find the gold rush. Stake your claim in a smaller, related territory, and you might strike gold. And with that insightful nugget, we'll wrap up today's discussion. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.